Daf is Daf. Tadi Aleph. We're going to have you stand up, Andy, okay? You're on a tissue box right now. Okay, so today's Daf is Daf, Tadi Aleph. So we got to the very bottom of Tadi Amun Beis, right after the mission. The Gemara begins, four lines up. Ibailahu Tadir Makudosh. You have an interesting case there where one of the items are tadir, but the other one is more mekudesh. Ezem em kodem. Do you say tadir kodem mishim de tadir or dilma mekudesh kodem de kodesh? I mean, the two different factors to weigh in here. So Rashi tells us to figure out which cases you could have tadir mekudesh. Look at Rashi, two lines up. Tadir mekudesh kigon dam olas tamid, which is the covering tamid, which is more tadir, versus dam chatas omdim. Dam chatas is more mekudesh because of a chatas. Is that tadir v'ze mekudesh mimenu? So which one is more important, tadir or mekudesh? So the Gemara attempts to bring a ride the very last line of Tzadi Amud Beis, Toshma. Timidim kodmin lemusaf, and we bring a carbon tamid always before the carbon musaf. So today, for example, is Rosh Chodesh, so there's a carbon musaf Rosh Chodesh, so you should bring the carbon tamid prior to the carbon musaf. We see afagav de musafim de kadishay, even though carbon musaf is more Kaddish, Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, wherever it is more Kaddish, yet we still do the Tadir prior to that which is Mekudash. So Gemara says a very important din. There's a lot of halachas I learned out. This page, a lot of to learn here, but there's no time. It's a very big daf. But what the Gemara just simply says is, Atu Shabbos l'musafim ahanai l'tmidim lo'ahanai. So in other words, when Shabbos comes, or Rosh Chodesh comes, we'll see that in just a moment. So does it only make the Musaf Mekudash, but doesn't affect the Tamid? No. The Tamid is also now Mekudash. It's a Tamid of Shabbos. It's a Tamid of Rosh Chodesh. So now they're both the same playing field in terms of Kedusha. They're both a Shabbos Dika Karban. But one is Tadir, and one is Eino Tadir. And that's why the Tamid goes before the Shabbos. But we don't have a case yet where it's Tadir that's not Mekudash versus Mekudash that isn't Tadir. So then the Gemara says, Tashma Musafei Shabbos Kodmin LeMusafei Rosh Chodesh. So now, when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Musaf comes before a Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. So we see from here that, and Rosh Chodesh seemingly is more Kadosh than that of Shabbos. Rashi says, Musafei Rosh Chodesh is Mekudashin, Mishel Shabbos, which itself is interesting, the Ikre Moed. A Moed is a higher level than Shabbos. Even though Rosh Chodesh doesn't have any Itzer Malacha and there's no real Dinim to it, it's still a higher level of Kedusha than that of Shabbos, which again is a big Kiddush, but we're just going to take that at face value. What? In Echanami, that's true. So there's a lot to speak about here as well. So, but still, even though Rosh Chodesh is more Kadosh, we bring Shabbos because Shabbos is more frequent. Shabbos is every week, and Rosh Chodesh is only every month. So Gemara says, "Ati Rosh Chodesh leMusafim didei ahane, Musafei Shabbos lo ahane." So you're saying when it becomes Rosh Chodesh, it only makes the Rosh Chodesh Musaf into a Kadosh, but doesn't impact the Shabbos Musaf? No. Even the Karban Musaf of Shabbos becomes a Karban Musaf of Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, meaning Rosh Chodesh elevates both Karbanos to the same level of Kedusha, so it only becomes a question of Tadir v'she'eino Tadir. Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya. Musafei Rosh Chodesh kodmin leMusafei Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you bring karbanos for Rosh Chodesh, you also bring karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. And the Musafei Rosh Hashanah are more kadosh than that of Rosh Chodesh, because in addition to it being a moed, there's also Issur Melacha, and there's all the other mitzvahs that are involved. The Afagav, the Gemara says, the Rosh Hashanah Kadshay, even though Rosh Hashanah is more kadosh, we have Rosh Chodesh come first, so we see it's Tadir is better than Mekudash. And the Gemara again says the same idea. Ati Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah leMusafei Didei Ahani, but leMusafei Rosh Chodesh Lo Ahani. The Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah only elevates the Musaf that's unique to Rosh Hashanah, but doesn't elevate the Rosh Chodesh Dika Karbanos. Of course it does. Even Rosh Chodesh Musaf now becomes a Rosh Hashanah type of Karban as well, and it's all the same level of Kedusha. Tosus is bothered on top. There's all the same answer and same question and answer. You have to try to figure out what is the new Havamina in each of these Rayas, but he doesn't tell you what it is. He says that's for you to figure out. So the Gemara then says, Toshma, Davar Acher, Bir Chasayayin Tadira, Ubir Chasayom Eina Tadira, V'tadir V'sheina Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So this is referring to a sugya in the Mishnah Maseches Brachos. Which comes first? Do you say Mekadesh Esesman? Do you say the Kiddush of Yontif? Or do you say the Birchas HaGefen, the Brach on the wine, when you make Kiddush for Yontif? Which comes first? So the Gemara says, well, it's this is just a regular Shabbos? Okay, regular Shabbos. So which one comes first? So the Gemara says that you say it's a Tadir, which is Birchas HaYayin, HaGefen, is more Tadir than the Kiddush of Shabbos. So therefore, you say Tadir first. You say Tadir of Hagafen prior to the Kiddush of Shabbos. That's our Nusach and Leil Shabbos. We just, that's what we do. We do the Bracha of Hagafen, then we say Bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Afagav de Birchas Hayom Kadisha. Even though the Birchas Hayom, the Bracha on the Kedushas Hayom Shabbos, is more Kadosh than Birchas Hagafen, we say Hagafen first, because it's more Tadir. Tadir is greater than Mekudash. Yeah, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Atis Shabbos, the Birchas Hayom Ahane, the Birchas Hayayin Lohani. The Kedusha Shabbos only elevates the Kedusha Yom, but doesn't have any impact on the Hagafen. Of course, even the Hagafen is elevated to a Shabbos Digha Hagafen, in which case they're both on the same level of Kedusha, and it only becomes a question of Tadir v'she'eno Tadir. Mar brings another raya. Tashma, Dama, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Mispalel, Adam, Shel Mincha, V'acharkach, Shel Musafen. Let's say a guy, it's after 1:30, there's Man Mincha now. So now he didn't daven musaf yet. So should he daven mincha or should he daven musaf? So the lach is you should first daven mincha and then daven musaf, because mincha is more tadir than that of musaf. Ah, isn't musaf more kadosh? So we see that tadir is greater than mekudosh, to which the Gemara answers, Atu Shabbos l'tfias musafin ahani, l'tfias mincha lohani. Shabbos only elevates the musaf but doesn't elevate the mincha. No, even the mincha is considered as mekudosh as the musaf, and it becomes a question of tadir v'sheino tadir only if we neutralize the question of mekudosh. Tashma. This is from our sugya now, from our mishnah yesterday. Shlamim shel emesh, you have shlamim from yesterday, and chatas ve'asham shel yom, and you have chatas ve'asham that are ready today. So which comes first? Shlamim shel emesh kodmim, the shlamim that came from yesterday is going to come before the chatas and asham of today. So ha idi v'idi di yom, chatas ve'asham kodmim. But they're both of today, the shlamim not of yesterday but of today, along with the chatas or ashim of today, you bring chatas and ashim prior to the shlamim. V'yaf agav the shlamim tadiri, even though shlamim come more frequently, Rashi says, because they're shehein mitsuyin and mitoch sheban midadirin da'dava. People always wanted to dedicate the karbana, so that's a shlamim. That's more frequent than a chatas and an ashim, which comes only once in a while. A person has to bring a chatas. So we see that since you bring the chatas and ashim prior, chatas and ashim are more makudash than shlamim. Mekudash is greater than Tadir. So Amar Rava, Matzoi Kamris, Tadir Kamibailan. Matzoi Loka Kamibailan. You're telling me Matzoi. There's a difference between Tadir and Matzoi. Matzoi is things that happen frequently. Tadir are things that have a kavua zaman, a set time for it to come. Rashi explains, Matzoi Kamris, She'ain Tadirusa Chove. It's not an obligation. Elashu Matzoi Tomid Yosef Michaver. It just happens more often, but it's not a requirement. In other words, Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, these are all kavuazman. Shabbos is a chova every single week. Rosh Chodesh is a chova every single month. And Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. All these things are once a year. There's a chova in a zman. That's Tadir. But Matzoi, just in terms of how often things happen, there's no set time of having to bring a shlamim or having to bring a chatas. We never dealt with the question of Matzoi. Our question was Tadir. The Gemara says, Amr le Rav Huna bar Yehuda le Rava atu matzoi la'av tadir. You're telling me the matzoi is something that doesn't come b'kavuas ma'am, but comes just in terms of frequency of how often it happens. That's not called tadir. V'hatanya, doesn't the Baraita tell us, otzi etz ha-pesach sheino tadir v'lo otzi etz ha-mila shehi tadira. So the Gemara is talking about that, what's the context here? Ligabe chatas, I don't remember the context here, I'm not sure if Rashi is telling us either so much, but the idea is that a mila seems to be more important than that of Pesach, because mila is more tadir. Now mila isn't tadir. Pesach is kavu azman once a year, and mila is never kavu azman. If it happens when a person has a child, a baby, you give a bris mila, but that's not kavu azman. So the Gemara says, my tadira, Tadir b'mitzvahs. No, you're misunderstanding this braisa. When it says tadir, it doesn't mean tadir in terms of kavua zman. Tadir has a different interpretation in this context. Rashi says tadir b'mitzvahs means sedur b'mitzvahs. It has shenichasu aleh shalosh esrei brisos v'tzivuyin. It has 13 brisos and the commandments that are attached to bris mila. But it doesn't mean tadir in terms of frequency, in terms of just how important of a mitzvah it is. In which case, we're still holding that tadir is only a question of things that come b'kavua zman, and things that are matzoi are not part of this conversation at all. But then the Gemara says, not sure. V'bay seima mila l'gavi pesach ki tadir dami. This Gemara answer says, no, we do actually acknowledge matzoi, and it doesn't really define it so much, but since bris mila is more matzoi than pesach, it's considered tadir. So you have to figure out what the previous discussion was. Again, now is not the time.
It says shlamim as opposed to chatas nashim is only slightly more prevalent. Well, this is much more prevalent.
Right, so you look at Rashi, ki tadir damia shemitsuya hi har be mipesach, that a mila can happen every single day. If you go to a shul, there could be 15, 20 ones throughout the year, and there's only one car in Pesach. The difference of chatas and shlamim is not that great, and therefore neither one is greater than the other. So the Gemara now asks halfway down the Amud here. E baylu tadir sheino tadir, v'kadam v'shachal sheino tadir. Let's say you accidentally shech the infrequent one first. So let's say you have two examples. You have the carbon tamid and the musaf. Tadir is not really a great question, tamid. Let's do musaf and Rosh Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So you shech the Rosh Chodesh one before the Shabbos musaf. You weren't supposed to. You're supposed to do the Shabbos before the Rosh Chodesh, but you did Rosh Chodesh before the Shabbos. So my, what's the din? Mi amrina, do we say kevin de shachtei makrivle? Once you shecht the Rosh Chodesh one, just finish everything up and be makrivit as well. It's back and then finish and then go do the Shabbos. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps we say yoiv la'acher dimimaris b'dimei. No, after you shechted it, you catch the blood and give it to a kohen to continue to mix to ensure that the dam of the Rosh Chodesh musaf doesn't congeal. And then ad makrivle letadir. And then while the blood is there mixing, go shecht the Shabbos musaf and be makriv that. And the tadir, the hadir makriv l'sheino tadir, then go ahead and finish the Rosh Chodesh. So do we say once you did it incorrectly, finish the whole carbon, or no, we try to delay it in order to do the tadir and finish the tadir first. So Amar Rav Huna, Misura, Tashma, Shlomim shel Emesh, and Chatas Vashem shel Yom. You have a Shlomim from yesterday and a Chatas or Ashem from today. We said in the Mishnah, shel Emesh kodem l'shel Yom, though yesterday's Shlomim comes prior to today's carbon. Hadiyom dumya demesh. If it's a day similar to a yesterday type of carbon, so heichidamim. What does that mean? Even the kadim shachte l'shamim chatas ve'ashim kadme. So in other words, that you shachte the shamim first, and the chatas ve'ashim we say come before. Meaning what? Right now, when we thought the shamim was emesh, we thought we shachted it yesterday, and then since we shachted from yesterday, you bring the shamim now. But let's say it was a shamim of today, which means that you shechted the shlamim of today, and the chatas ashim are also there today, you should actually delay the hakrava of the shlamim of today in order to bring the chatas and ashim. So this was kind of a strange raya here. We're trying to prove that if you shechted the shlamim today incorrectly, you should delay the hakrava and bring the chatas v'ashim, and then go ahead and finish off the shlamim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilma shlamim de'emesh v'chatas v'ashim de'yom heich mishkachasla. Maybe it's a case where you shechted all three of them, or both of them. It's really a shlamim versus a chatas or a nashim, but you shechted both the karbanos. Maybe the raya is that only when you shechted both the shlamim and the chatas, and now you have both dam at hand, so of course you say take the dam chatas or the dam asham before the shlamim. But the question of if you shechted the shlamim of today before the chatas, maybe the Enochanami would say, go ahead and finish off the shlamim before going ahead and shechting the chatas. So the Gemara says, Tashma, davar acher, birchas ha'yayin tadir, birchas ha'yom eino tadir. We said this just above, that since the hagafen is more frequent than the mikadesh is a Shabbos, we say, tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodim, so you do the hagafen first. Achanami, sekevan, de'asin, keman, de'shachti, tarvayu. Anyways, what's the kashir, sorry? So he said, so Rashi says five wide lines down. Birchas ha'yayin tadira tadir kodem. V'af agav d'sheino tadir kodem. Auba shekvar kiddush hayom. Even though kiddush Shabbos came before bringing the wine to the table, let's say, v'dayin l'yayin lo ba. So we see it's a case of the eino tadir, if you will, came first. Yet we still say delay the acknowledgement of kiddush Shabbos, and we say do the hagafen. Here as well, we should say even though you shechted the shlamim first, which is Eino Mekudesh, we say, or Eino Tadir, I guess Eino Mekudesh we're dealing with. Another point, I guess, also. Eino Tadir, let's assume. You did the Shlamim first, we should say, delay the Shlamim, bring the Chatas and Asham before, and then finish the Shlamim afterwards. The Gemara says, no, Hachanami, Kevin de Asya, Kiman de Shachti, Tirvayu, Damir. The Gemara answers, no, here as well, since there's wine in front of you, you came to the table, there's wine here, even though Shabbos started before him, but you now get this table, you have the shulchan, and there's wine and the Shabbos, it's as if you shechted both the shlamim and the chatas at the same time, to the which we say, go for the more tadir one. But we still don't have a rai in a case where the eino tadir was shechted in beforehand and the tadir hadn't come just yet. So it's still an open question. The Gemara says, Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha mispala adam shemincha v'achakach shemusafim. The person davens mincha and the davens musaf. So what's the case here? Even though the musaf came already from the morning, it came beforehand, we say, you should end up delaying the musaf in order to daven mincha. Delay the eino tadir in order to accomplish the tadir. So Gemara says, Hachanami, came in the matiz man tfilas mincha, keman de shachti tervayu dami. Once it hit 1:30, and now it's the zman mincha, so now we say, it's as if they're both shechted in front of you, of course you go for the tadir of mincha prior to the musaf. Now, by the way, halacha mais, we don't pass in this way because of it's going to be, people get confused, and the tzibur, maybe biyachid, we might pass in this way, but tzibur we don't. So the Gemara then said, that's most of a mincha case. Amar lei Rav Acha braid Rav Ashi leRavina shachtu kodem chatzos pasul b'fnei shenemar bo bein harabayim. So if a person shechs a karban pesach prior to chatzos, it's pasul because his man of karban pesach is only after bein harabayim, after the afternoon, midday. Kodem l'tamid lete, he shechs it before the tamid. He's supposed to shech the karban pesach after the tamid shel bein harabayim. Normally the halacha is that you can't bring any karbanos until it has to be always before the tamid shel bein harabayim. Karban pesach is an exception; you're supposed to bring after the tamid shel bein harabayim. So let's say he shechted it prior to the tamid shel bein harabayim. It's kosher. V'hei memaris b'damo ad sheyizrak adam. So we have a kohen mix of blood so it doesn't congeal. Just wait there. Let the other kohen bring the tamid shel bein harabayim, and then you finish off bringing the karban pesach. So here we see that hacha b'mayaskinam kigon the kadam shechted the tamid. So fine, that's the answer. There seems to be a proof that if you shechted the wrong one first, you actually have to delay it. And the Gemara says, hacha b'mayaskinam, the case here is kigon the kadam shechted the tamid bereisha. It's where you shechted the tamid, and then without bringing the tamid, you shechted the pesach. So now you have both of them in front of you, the blood of the tamid, the blood of the pesach. So that's where we say bring the blood of the tamid shebein erbayim first, and meanwhile mix the karban pesach. We still don't have a raya in a case where you hadn't shechted the tamid yet. If it was just the karban pesach in front of you, what would you do? So the Gemara then says, Amar le Rav Acha Saba, le Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also very precise in that the Katani Ad Sheyizra Kadam, Lo Katani Ad Sheyishchod, Vizir Kadam, Shmamina. The Braised said that when it comes to the Pesach, you end up mixing it together until you sprinkle the blood. Now, if the carbon tamid hadn't been shechted yet, it should have said you should mix the carbon pesach until you've shechted the tamid and sprinkled the tamid. The fact that it doesn't say that sounds like the tamid was already shechted. So this is a case of where they're both shechted in front of you. So of course you'd go for the tamid shebein erbayim over the carbon pesach. But we still don't have a raya yet. If you did the sheino tadir yet, and the tadir isn't ready, do we go ahead and finish the sheino tadir, or do we say mix and delay until you've been shechted and brought the more tadir one?
The way they explain is that you shechted the Pesach first, but then you shechted the Tamid before you consulted with anybody. So that's why it's now.
But they're both in front of you. But it would be a case if you shechted the Tamid and then shechted the Karan Pesach, that would be obviously you do the Tamid first, because it was shechted first. Okay. The Gemara then says, the Tudat Bekulan Kohanim Rishayim. The Mishnah had said to yesterday's Daf that the Kohen is allowed to eat it in whichever way he wants to. So why? He could eat it roasted and cooked and very cooked. My time, and what's his reasoning? Amar Kral Lemashcha, the Pasuk says, Legedula, Kederach Shem Lachem Ochlin Lemashcha, a lesson of anointment, a lesson of royalty. He should eat it like a king, however a king wants to. He could eat it roasted, he could eat it cooked, he could eat it baked, whatever he wants. It's up to him. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, the bottom of Tzadi Aleph, it's a long daf today. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Im Ra'is Hashem and Shum Mischalik Ba'azara. If you see that some oil is being divided amongst the Kohanim and the Azara to be eaten, you don't have to ask what this is. It's just you don't ask questions. It's an interesting formulation how the Mishnah says this, but don't ask what it is. Ella Moser Rikike Menachos Yisrael Vulug Shemen Shomitzara. It's one of two. It's either the leftover oil when a Yisrael brings a mincha, so some of the oil is poured onto the mincha, and some of the rest of the oil is eaten by the kohen. And when the shemen is brought for the mitzara, it's put on his thumbs, and the remaining is eaten by the oil. Eaten by the quantum, rather. So if you see that happening, it's one of two things. So now I'm not sure why you could still ask the question. You still want to know, well, which one is it? You could still ask, is it Shel Mitzora or is it Shel Rikite Minchas Yisrael? So I don't know why that's not.
What difference does it make?
I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why anyone would ask the question in the first place. It's just an interesting formulation. But if you want to ask, you still don't know which of the two it is. It's limited. You now limit it to one of these two cases, but you still don't have what the answer is. And then Imri Yisus Shemen Shinitin Al Gabi Aishim. Let's say you see the coin pouring the oil over the fire, Ein tarach lishomah. You don't have to ask what it is. You can understand that ela moser rikike minacha minchas kohanim. The minchas kohanim are not eaten. The oil is all used for the mincha and poured over the fire. So you could assume it's either that of the minchas kohanim or minchas kohamashiach, which the oil is also poured over the fire. It's one of those two cases. So that's the siman to know if it's being eaten or if it's being poured in the fire. It's one of these cases. So again, you still don't have the answer. You have just limited which options it may be. Then the Mishnah concludes she'ein misnadin shemen, that we don't misnadin shemen, we don't dedicate the oil, and therefore you don't even think, don't even entertain the possibility that maybe the shemen came from a nadava. We don't bring shemen as nadava. Rabbi Tarfon argues and says, Omer, misnadin shemen, you can, in which case that it can be an option that maybe the oil that's being eaten is the oil of a nadava. So the Gemara now says on the top of Amud Beis. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, who holds that one is allowed to misnadev shemen, so shemen komtzo v'shirav nechalim. So the kmitza, you do a kmitza first. It's first the kmitza, you do a kmitza on it, and then the shirav, the leftover oil, is eaten. So normally you don't have this inyan by shemen. There's a kmitza by mincha, and the shiraim of the mincha is eaten, but if you want to say you could bring a shemen, so they do a kmitz on the shemen, pour it on the fire, and the shiraim, the leftover, would be eaten by the kohen. My time, and what's the basis of Rabbi Tarfon that you would do this? The pasuk says, karbon mincha melamed shemisnadvin shemen. So what's the basis of such a rai? Where does it say shemen here? So Rashi says, two lines down from the top, karbon mincha, demati lemichtav, the pasuk could have said, ki takrif. We know it's a carbon. Why does it say kasiv carbon yisera lejasha? Why does it say kisakriv carbon mincha? It should just say kisakriv mincha. The extra carbon is telling me that there's another type of carbon a person can bring, which is what Rabbi Tarfon says shemen. Because the rest of the pasuk tells me nefesh kisakriv carbon mincha lashem solos yeh carbono v'yotik aleh shemen v'nasna lelevona. So shemen is the context of the pasuk here, so you can't bring shemen as a carbon. And there's a kmitza, and the shrine are eaten. So then the Gemara says, v'chi mincha, it's just like a mincha. Ma mincha komsa v'shireha necham. Just like a regular mincha of flour, there's a kmitza, and then you eat the leftovers. Af shemen komsa v'shireha of necham. So to the oil, which is now modeled after the mincha, is going to have a kmitza, and will also the remaining be eaten. Amar b'zeir afanan tam namitanina. We also learned this in the Mishnah. Amar b'shimon, the Mishnah at the bottom of Amud Aleph here, that imra is shemen shemeschalik v'azara. If you see oil is being divided amongst the kohanim to eat, you could assume miyat tzarach lishol mao. You don't have to ask what it is. Ela mosa rikikim minchos Yisrael olug shemen shemetzara shemisnadim. It's one of those two cases. That's the Tanakama. Michlal, implying demand amar misnadvin mischalik, but the one who holds that you can be misnadev, in other words Rabbi Tarfon, who says you can be misnadev, it would be one of the three options. You would eat it in the Azara, it's Eden. So that's a raya from our Mishnah. So Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye says Eima Seifa, but look at the Seifa. The Seifa, you have the opposite conclusion. Imra Yisra Shemen Shanitin Al Gabi Yishim, if you see oil being poured over the fire, not Eden, yet the Ratzarach Lishol Mahu, you don't have to ask what it is. Ela Mosa Rikike Minchas Kohanim Minchas Kohen Mashiach, is one of those two are not Eden and they're poured over the fire. Again, why? Shein Misnadvin Mishemen, because the Tanakam holds you don't dedicate oil. Michlal, Dilamadamar Misnadvin, the one who says you can be Misnadev Shemen, in other words, Rabbi Tarfon, Kulon Leishim, you would conclude that it would all go to the fire and would not be eaten. So there's a machlokas, at least two different interpretations of the Mishnah, whether Misnadev Shemen would be eaten, like the Reisha, or would it be on the Ishim, like the Seifa. So the Gemara says, Labaye Kasha Reisha, Rabbi Zera Kasha Seifa. So Abaye brought the Raya from the Seifa, but now he's asked to deal with the Reisha's conclusion. Rabbi Zera brought Akasha from the Seifa, but he's going to have to deal with the, he brought Raya from the Reisha rather. No, okay, other end. The Abaye Kasha Reisha, Abaye brought a Raya from the Seifa, he has to deal with the Reisha. Rabbi Zera brought Akasha, brought a Raya from the Reisha, he's going to have to deal with the Kasha of the Seifa. So again, the opposite conclusions. The Gemara says, Bishma, this makes sense. The Rabbi Zera, Reisha, Bishirayim, Seifa, become it. The Shiraim, where those who hold you are Misnadev Shemen, that would indicate you do eat the Shemen, that's referring to the Shiraim. And the Seifa, which implies you pour it over the oil, the Nedava of a Shemen over the fire, that's referring to the Kemitza. So that works out very nicely according to Rabbi Zera. El Abaye Kasha, he has a Kasha to Abaye. Why? So Tana Reisha Atu Seifa. Would the Reisha be being taught in light of the Seifa? So just look at Rashi to explain all this. Rashi says, go to five narrow lines down. Bishmal Rabbi Zera, the Matarich the Masnis and Kishmuel. Reisha Dimashma Mischalik Bishraim, the Seifa Dimashma Nedava, Lishim, Tikalokmi Bekomet. So that's how we said. But for Abaye, Rashi says, Tana Reisha Mishim Seifa. Reisha the Tani Gavi Shemin Hamischalik, Iatar Tzerach Lishamau, Kide Nisava. Dinami Misnadvin Shemin, Eina Mischalik. Ela Mishim Dibai Lemisne Seifa. Imreisa shemen nitin agabe yishim yata tzarach lesafka b'nedava shemis advin shemen the dafka shemina and the ilu leman damar misadin nosin tanaresha nami imreisa shemen mischalik. So I'm not sure why I can't get the same answer. I'm not sure what Rashi says there.
Because according to Abaye, nothing gets eaten. Nothing gets distributed to the
Kohanim. Aha, I see. So according to him, so nothing gets distributed. So therefore, his raya would be from the seifa. So then why would the Reisha, then you might want to say the Reisha is being consistent. So we have the idea that we want the Reisha and Sefer to be consistent. That's only true if the Reisha says, one, the Din is learned from the Reisha, then you have the Sefer to be consistent. But if the Din is being learned from the Sefer, so then it's hard to have a backwards, the Reisha should be consistent with the upcoming Sefer. So then the Gemara says, again, Kasha, Tana Reisha, the consistency of the Reisha just because all through the Sefer, the thing that's later on, Bishma, I understand Seifa, Tani Mishum Reisha. We have cases where the Seifa is taught a certain unnecessary din, or could have even a false implication, just to have consistency of what the Reisha taught us. But Ela Reisha Mishum Seifa, Mi Tani. But to have something, the Reisha, be taught in such a way, because what the Seifa is going to teach me afterwards, that's very backwards. So Gemara says, in Amri B'marava, Tana Reisha Mishum Seifa. In the Marava, in West, they actually would learn like that. That sometimes you have the Reisha setting you up for what the Sefer is going to teach you, and in which case you don't have to learn any diukim from the Reisha, but that's how Abaye would wiggle out of this Mishnah. Gemara now says, Tashma, Yayin Kedivre Rabbi Akiva L'Sfalim, and Shemen Kedivre Rabbi Tarfon L'Ishim. So the wine Rabbi Akiva holds that a person can be Misnadev Yayin, and that wine would go be poured down, not on the carbon, but be poured down those little drains where the Yayin Nesach would go. And Shemin, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who allows for Nadav of Shemin, he says that gets poured on the Ishim. My love is not me, the Yain Kula L'Sfalim, just like the wine goes entirely down those drains, so too the Shemin in this case is Kula L'Ishim, it goes on the fire. This arrived for the Shita of Abaye. Why is this not true? Me the Iria, Hakadisa, Hakadisa, each one's different. They're both Misnadev, Rabbi Tarfon in his world, and Rabbi Akiva in his world, but it doesn't have the same dinim. The Yain is Kula L'Sfalim, but the Shemin doesn't necessarily have to be Kula L'Ishim, just because it's lumped together with the Yain. It's very possible that, like Rabbi Zera, that there's a Kemitza, and there's also Shiraim, that is Nechal. So Amar Rapapa says, in fact, he thinks it's a Ketanai. It's really a Machlokas Tanaim, this idea of Shemin Misnadev, or rather whether it's Eden or it's Kula L'Ishim. Shemin Lo Yivchos Milug, Rabbi Omer Shlosh Lugim. So there's a machlokis, and when a person is misnadiv shemen, how much should he bring? Should he bring a lug, or should he bring Shlosh Lugim? What's the machlokis? B'mai kimiflugi amru rabbanan kami dira papa dun minei uminei don minei voki basre. Whether or not when you learn something from a source, do you learn from the source and all the details from that source, or you only learn one detail from the source, but then you plug it back into the context, and then new halachas are being learned. What do you mean? Ikabinayu, the Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan Hold, Ma Mincha, Mincha remember is the source. From that context, is the source that we know you could do a Nadavan Shemin. So now that's the source, Ma Mincha, Misnadvin, Av Shemin, Misnadvin. That's the stage one. We learn the concept of Nadava from Mincha. The concept of Shemin, Misnadvin, from Mincha, Misnadvin. Umine, and we learn all the other details from a Mincha, Ma Mincha, Log Shemin. Just like a Mincha, you pour Log Shemin on the Mincha. Afkan lug shemen. Here as well, when you're misnadev shemen b'fnei atzmo, it's simply a lug of shemen. Uma mincha, and furthermore, ma mincha komtza v'shireh nechom. Just like by a mincha, there's a kamitza, and you eat the remaining af shemen, there's a komtza and shirav nechom. So that's the opinion of the Rabbanan. Whoever holds a shir of a shemen and nadava is a lug, that would also indicate you would eat the shemen. That's like Rabbi Zera. But then the other one, v'idach, Mi mincha learns from mincha, ma mincha misnadvin, af shemen misnadvin. So to get the whole conversation started, we learned from the pasuk of ki sakriv min karbon mincha that you could also be misnadev shemen. But in this case, we're not learning all the other details from mincha. Rather, we apply the plug in the dinam of shemen. The oki basra. We take the concept of Nedev Shemen, we take it out of the context of Mincha, and plug it into a halacha of already known halachas of Shemen. Meaning what? The Kinesachim. It's now going to be like Nesachim. Why like Nesachim? Because just like a person can be Misnadiv a Yayin Bifnei Atzmo, so too it can be Misnadiv a Shemen Bifnei Atzmo. Shemen is going to take on Dinim of Nesachim of Yayin. So now, Ma Nesachim Shloshes Lugin, Nesach Yayin is always three lug. Av Shemen would be Shlosh Shalosh Lugin. Uma Nesachim Kul Nesfam, just like when you pour Yayin Nesach, it's always all down the drain. Av Shemen Kul Nishim, all the oil is poured on the fire, and none of it is being eaten. So this machlokas of the shear of Shemen, it really hinges upon whether or not it's learned out everything from Mincha, which would indicate you would eat the Shemen, or it's learned out from Nesachim, in which case you would not eat it, it would all go Le'ishim. So that's the machlokas tonight.
Why isn't the oil go down the drain?
Because we don't find anywhere that you'd ever pour oil down the wine, the drain. Only wine goes there. Oil, we know, goes on the fire. So, Amar le, Rav Papa le Abaye. He asks, Imi mancha maisi le, Rabbi, Nichoyama dun mine umine. Rav Papa says to Abaye, if really mincha is the source of this misnad and shemen, he thinks everyone would agree you will learn all the details from a mincha. He doesn't say why that is. I'm not sure why it's subject to machlokas of this minei oki basra, but he thinks if a mincha is really the source, you learn every detail from a mincha. That would mean it's a lug shemen, that means it's kemita, that means shirai manechom. If that were really the source, there would be no machlokas. Ella, Rebbe me'ezrach gamarle. Rebbe learned out from Ezrach, that was the source of Rebbe. Meaning what? It says in the Pasuk, where's Rashi here? Rashi says, three wide lines down the end of the line, Rebbe me'ezrach gamarle l'nidavas shemen, v'chinami dainta b'nei u'minei shloshes lugin hein, shupachos sheben nesachim, the nesachim shel keves revius ha'hin yain k'siv b'hu. So it's learned out from the word ezrach, when it says in the context of nesachim, it says the word ha'ezrach. It says, Kol ha'ezrach yase kacha, as elo lahakiv isha rech nichoach la'shem. So that word ha'ezrach is extra, telling me that there's also, you can include a shemen, that shemen has a din of nisachim. It's in the context of yayin nesach, nisach ha'yayin rather. So we learn all the halachas of nisach ha'yayin, namely shlosha lugin. Not because Rebbe learns from the halacha of carbon mincha, and it's don minei v'oke basra. No, everyone agrees, minei, learn all the lachas from the source. But one source is learned out from mincha, which is a lug shemen, and Rebbe learns from Ezrach, why nesachem it's shlosha lugin. That's a machlok, is what is the source? So amalei rav huna b'rei dirav nosein l'rav papa, nasein l'rav papa, mimatz amriz hachi, could you really say that? But hatani, the b'raisa clearly tells us, carbon mincha melamed shemisadin shemen, v'kama shlosha lugin. So here, the source is learned from mincha, yet we don't learn the shear from mincha of lug, we learn the shear at shlosha lugin. So that's a stira. So the Gemara says, Uman shmasle damar shlosha lugin. Who's the one who holds shlosha lugin as a shear? That's Rebbe. So we see clearly here, v'kam aisile kormi carbon. Rebbe doesn't learn from the word ha'ezrach, he learns from carbon by carbon mincha. So the Gemara says, Amrle itanya tanya. If it's taught in the Braisa, it must be taught in the Braisa, in which case the machlokas comes down to that everyone does agree that mincha is the source, but do we say we learn domine umine, we learn all the lachas of mincha, or we say domine, but oka basre, but we would apply it to the dinam of nisachim. And that's the machlokas in the end of the day. So the Gemara now says, Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hamisnadiv yayin, now one who dedicates wine, maybe umazalfa agave ishim, he should go ahead and pour it over the fire. This seems to go against what we said above, that you pour it down, Rabbi Kiva says, Lesfalim, this being poured on the fire. That's what it sounds like. But I think Rashi says otherwise. Is Rashi otherwise? No? I'm making this up? I guess I'm making this up. Okay. So I thought Sfalim meant, when it says Ishim, it means Sfalim here as well. Did they say this in the art scroll? No. Okay, Mamish on the Mizbech. Fine. So you pour it over the Mizbech. My time, what's the reason? Amar krava yain takriv lenesach chatzia in ishe reach nichoch lashem. So yain is poured onto the ishe, onto the fire, the ish. So there's anin to pour it over the fire. V'ha'ka mechabi, isn't it a kiboy? There's ish to do kiboy. You can't put out any of the fire on the mizbeach. Kiboy mimix is lo mishmei kiboy. Putting it out partially is not going to be a violation of kiboy. Anything that really true, a partial kiboy is not a violation. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman, amar Rabba Baravua ha'morid gacheles mi'agave mizbech v'kiba chayv. So the halacha is, if you take a coal from the mizbech and you put it on the floor and you extinguish it, you're chayv for doing so. You're chayv in isidir isa of lo sechabiv, putting out the coals. So the pasuk is... Eish tamid tuk adam is bech. The fire has to always remain there. So it's lo sich. What did you say it was? Lo sich. Yeah. So eish tamid tuk adam is bech. Lo sich. Don't extinguish it. So if you take out one coal, you would be violating lo sich. So how come when you pour the wine over the coals, are you not violating lo sich? So we see clearly that kibbur mixas is a violation of kibbur. Gemara says, no, the case where you said Morid Gacheles is a case to Lek Elahai. This is the only one. If it's the last Gacheles and you take it down, that's Shmei Kibbur because you've done a Legamre. But if it's one of a couple, one of many, then that would not be a violation of Lo Sichbe. Ibai Zem, alternatively, Kibbur de Mitzvah Shaini. Meaning what? Normally, Kibbur B'Mikzas is a problem. But when you're doing it Letzarech Mitzvah, so I guess it'd be Ase Docha Lo Sase, the Ase of the Misnadev Yayin, can be Docha, the Lo Sase of Lo Sichbe, that would be permitted. So then the Gemara said, we'll just do one last ride, then we'll stop here. Tashma, Detani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Klapei Shenitna Torah Letrom, Yachol Yichba V'Yitrom. So since it's a mitzvah to do Chumas Hadeshin, to remove the ashes, let's say the Kohen gets there, and there are no ashes, they're all still on fire. One may think you should put out one of the coals, and then do the Chumas Hadeshin. Amr Shlo Yichba, you're not allowed to. So you see, why not? So you see that the halach is that you cannot even do b'miksas. Why can't you put out one of the many coals there? We see even kibbur b'miksas, shmei kibbur.
Even if it's in the mitzvah, is also.
Even if it's a mitzvah, even the mitzvah of Shumas Hadeshin. So the Gemara says, shiny hasam, ef should the yasav not. No, because here you can wait. You can wait, wait a little time until it goes out. Eventually it's going to go out, so wait a little bit. But I guess by the yayin and you can't wait, because it's a zman to bring it, it's a violation about the acher, I would assume. And therefore, you can't wait by the Ishim, in which case there's a heter. But in the case where you can, so we say you should delay, which itself is interesting. By Ase Docha Lo Saseis, the Ase Docha Lo Saseis seems to only be when there's a certain urgency, should you be able to violate it. But if there's a way around it to fulfill the Ase, and not having to be Docha the Lo Saseis, it's best to delay, not having to get into that issue. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, are you guys on Sunday? Should we do Sunday or not? Sunday? Okay. One last and then you go.